USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to give its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine for its use for teens as young as 12. That approval is expected to come as soon as next week. Pfizer said in March that its shot was found to be safe and effective in kids ages 12 to 15 after releasing data from a preliminary study. The company said that the young participants experienced side effects similar to those suffered by adults and that there were no recorded cases of COVID-19 in the study's more than 2,000 participants. Moderna is also expected to seek approval for its shot to be used on younger Americans. And following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden said Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at level set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but faced harsh criticism from Democratic lawmakers last month after indicating that he would leave the cap at 15,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The Senate Minority Leader believes there is no support in his caucus for the president's spending plans. Tim Berg reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a big grab bag.
So how to pay for the infrastructure bill on our side is we're not going to revisit the 2017 tax bill. We're happy to look for traditional infrastructure pay-fors.
He did say GOP lawmakers are open to a roughly $600 billion bill. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a suspected armed intruder was shot Monday evening outside the headquarters of the CIA. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by guards near the main entrance when he exited his vehicle with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized for his injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least four people are now dead after the sinking of a boat suspected of being used for human smuggling. Lance Pry reports.
The exact cost of human lives lost at the U.S.-Mexico border is unknown, but it is continuing to deteriorate. And Sunday, tragedy strikes again. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four illegal immigrants died and many more were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded 40-foot wooden vessel crashed into a reef and disintegrated off the coast of Point Loma. Jeffrey Stevenson is with Customs and Border Protection.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States illegally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and a suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
Stevenson said the destroyed boat appeared to be attempting to blend in with commercial vessels before capsizing onto the rocky coastline. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And football fans looking to start their NFL weekend early will soon need to turn to Amazon. The company's Prime Video service will become the exclusive home of Thursday Night Football in 2022, a year earlier than originally anticipated. It's the first time a streaming service has gained full rights to NFL games. Thursday games will air on Fox and NFL Network this season, and Prime Video will air 15 regular season games starting next season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.